CP, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. Lots of things happening in the community of Hurley. We had a police standoff. Can you tell us what exactly happened there?
Steven Escobar, 30. He cut off his ankle bracelet, and that violated his probation conditions. And Grant County Sheriff's went up to Hurley around noon on Friday and came to pick up Escobar. And he refused to leave his home, and that's when Grant County Sheriff Frank Gomez asked state police to send the SWAT team to help bring him out. And after a few hours, Mr. Escobar finally gave up, and he was arrested there in Hurley.
Okay, now we also have news in Hurley about water bills increasing. Can you share the news on that?
Hurley Town Council approved to increase their water bills by $10 because this will help fund a water project that is set to schedule anytime soon. And this water project will make two wells near the Grant County Airport and have that water go towards Hurley. And this month was the first month for that increase. And talking with Hurley residents, they said they might have trouble with that as some are retired, live alone. They might have to cut down on their watering their lawn. So it's kind of a big deal for Hurley residents.
Okay, CP, thank you so much for updating us. We're going to go now to Nick Seibel. Nick, you have a follow-up to a story that you've been reporting on at the Silver City Daily Press and Independent about Gila Regional Medical Center dealing with an influx of migrants being brought into the hospital with Border Patrol. And you had a reporter look in to do a follow-up to see if that is still an issue. What can you share?
Well, I mean, as you know, and KRWG has been covering it, it's a huge story that sort of spans the entire southwestern border. Our little piece of it and our ability to, you know, cover it is sort of limited to our little area. And so we've been trying to stay on top of how it's impacted Grant County and Gila Regional Medical Center. Particularly the end of last year, the beginning of this year, was seeing large groups of border crossers that were brought up by Border Patrol agents. You know, as they dealt with the influx, they had people that needed medical attention, and they were sort of spreading that out at hospitals all across the region. But we heard rumors, there had been social media posts that that activity was increasing and that there had been cases of infectious diseases, and so we had one of our reporters, Jeffrey Plant, look into that last week, talked to hospital administration and their interim chief nursing officer, and it turns out that just for our little piece of it, but the Gila Regional has actually seen fewer border crossers in the last couple of months. So far, we have not seen any cases of unusual infectious diseases. Continues to be folks, you know, a lot of exhaustion, dehydration, you know, run-of-the-mill sickness that you would expect from people that have, you know, been traveling long distances, maybe without adequate support. So that's kind of the situation there.
Okay, Nick, thanks for updating us on that ongoing story. We also have some news about feral cats and animal control in the area. I know you ran a story about that that drew some attention from folks in the region. What can you share about that?
Well, it's such a tough story. I mean, it started out, that was another one of Jeffrey's stories. He talked to the animal control officer here just about sort of the problems they were seeing, and they really have, in the last year, seen a rise in the number of cats at the shelter. And feral cats are difficult because they can't really adopt them out, and so they pretty much end up being destroyed pretty quickly after they're brought in, and it's sort of a situation nobody wants to see. He also spoke to Gila Wildlife Rescue, the folks that look after wild animals that are injured and brought in. The fellow that runs that is a professor at the university, and he really talked about the damage that feral cats can do to the natural ecosystem. There was a lot of concern there. And some discussion about the merits of the whole trap, neuter, spay, and release programs that are being done someplace. And didn't really find a lot of support from that, from the animal control folks here. Since we've run the story, of course, we've already gotten a letter from someone from Utah who was very upset about that. And it's, you know, cats are beloved animals by a lot of folks, but they also have real impacts on the natural world. And so trying to get some handle on that, and that was what that story was about.
Okay, Nick, thanks for updating us on the Silver City Report. We will talk with you all next week.
Thanks so much.